Band leader and clarinetist Benny Goodman was known as the King of Swing. In 1938, his band was the most popular in the world, and his brand of swing jazz helped pave the way for nearly every form of popular music that has followed since. Goodman and his orchestra played in Buffalo twice in 1938. When he played the Connecticut Street Armory, the newspapers were filled with sponsors trying to associate with one of the early mass media stars of popular music. Buffalo brewed Stein's Beer took out ads reminding people that it was the exclusive drink at the Connecticut Street Armory. Goodman's appearance at the 6th floor record department at J.N. Adam was advertised for days in advance. A brass band and a caravan of several hundred fans escorted Goodman from the New York Central Terminal to his room at the Statler Hotel. The news said between 5,000 and 6,000 people were drawn out on a rainy night to watch the gum-chewing drummer Gene Krupa, the hammer-pounding vibraphone-playing Lionel Hampton, and the clarinet-clicking Goodman in action. That was in February. Goodman was back 6 months later in July, this time playing at Williamsville's Glen Park, where the first half hour of the show was beamed around the country as part of a national network broadcast. The news reported, Mr. Goodman will do his 9:30 killer diller, ripper dipper, whooper duper, Floydoy direct from Williamsville's Glen Park, where he'll play for dancing, jeeping, trucking, kicking, hopping, howling, and listening from 9:30 to question mark. You can see some photos from the visit. The Steve Von Weck blog at WECKBuffalo.com and also BuffaloStories.com. With another Buffalo story, with the Steve Von Weck blog and BuffaloStories.com, I'm Steve Cishon on Timeless Favorites, Buffalo's very own WECK.